fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And here we're at the end of the week. They fly by so fast. If you had a chance to tune into the program this week, you know, I've been talking a little bit about our identity, our purpose, and our destiny, and the battle to lay hold of that in each and every one of our lives. And we sometimes forget, but we're living in a battlefield. And there's a battle between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And the battle is over a treasure. And the treasure is every single human being on the earth. Eternal creatures made by God. The most valuable thing on the planet. As beautiful as this glorious planet is, God's good creation. And all that's here, and all the wonderful resources, just all of its natural beauty and amazement. Human beings, despite what so many today in this ever-increasing secularized culture want to assert is that, or deny, is that humanity, human beings, men and women, are the crown of creation. We're eternal creatures, that's why. We're made in the image and likeness of God. We're made to live forever. We're made to be with God, to belong to God. But there's a constant battle in the world about that very truth. There's an enormous denial of it. There's a resistance to it, a fighting against it. And it gets expressed with just outright denial of God, atheism and the like. And it gets expressed concretely with more and more voices rising up to say there's no difference ultimately in terms of rights between a squirrel and a human being, that there's nothing special about human beings. It's not true. It doesn't mean that all of God's good creation is not good and that we shouldn't steward it, love it, and take care of it in the way that is consistent with it being God's creation and respecting it for that reason. But the battle in this world is over the destiny of human beings. And so we get caught in this battle. We're born into this battle. And the battle literally is over your identity, over your purpose, and ultimately your destiny. The apostles tell us, page after page throughout the New Testament, who we are. You've chosen and destined, Paul tells us, the first chapter of Ephesians, what you're chosen by God before all time in Christ his Son to be the beloved that Jesus himself is, that Jesus is God's gift sent to us to restore us to relationship with God, to turn the lights on in our minds and our hearts so we can see who it is that we are and to understand and be able to hear ultimately that you are God's beloved. If you share in what belongs to Jesus Christ, you share in his relationship with the Father. That's what Jesus has come to give us. And that relationship is not an automatic. We're separated. We can't live in that relationship fully because of the resistance within us to God, because the reality of sin, sin's power over us, the dominion of the kingdom of darkness, we're divided. We're born into an original sin. We're born into a state of alienation from God. The situation we're in is so serious that the Son of God came to become one of us, to lead us out of this situation. And to do that, he had to die for us. He had to lay down his life for us, to restore us, and to take us all the way into the plan and the purpose, the destiny that God has for us. It's so easy in this world today to be lost in it because we so desperately want to be successful. We so desperately want to be loved, really. Want to be recognized and accomplish things. And what we often do then, we get tempted in our radical pursuit of those things. We don't have time for God. We don't allow God in Christ to help us receive who it is we are. We feel like we're on this treadmill. We've got to manufacture it, and I'm going to find happiness. I'm going to find fulfillment. I'm going to do that through what I possess, what I've achieved, who I know, whatever it is, these things, the amount of money and material possessions I've acquired, how I'm able to spend that money and do what I want with it. I fill my life with all these things. And it's possible to fill our lives with these things. We think they're good, but we can actually miss the entire purpose of why we're here because we don't know who we are. And the world is always going to sell us a counterfeit gospel, a supposed good news, which is a fundamental lie. It's going to lead to slavery. Recently, I was listening to a commencement address from Columbia this past spring to the Columbia Engineering School. And there was a former Columbia student from 35 years ago, a gentleman, a Chinese gentleman named Kai-Fu Lee, who's one of the leading engineers in the whole development of artificial intelligence. He's kind of a world-class character in that whole world, extremely successful, extremely wealthy. He's worked with the top people in Google and all the folks who are driving artificial intelligence. And he was talking to the engineering students about what artificial intelligence is going to do to our life and our society. It's very interesting. It's worth watching. It can be a little bit depressing, but fundamentally, he's trying to be positive about it. But he's talking about how much he loved all the engineering work. And it brought him, obviously, he didn't talk about this a lot, but a lot of fame, a lot of recognition, a lot of success. He was in the top of the food chain, and he could pretty much define for himself what he wanted to do with his life. And he was pursuing it and pursuing it. And then he said, until something happened to him about 3 or 4 years ago, I think it was, and he said he found himself laying in a hospital bed, battling cancer. Death was staring him right in the face. And he said, as he laid there, he began to see something he never saw before. And that was that he was missing the whole point of life. And he was so struck by it. He said, wait a minute, I was doing what I wanted to do. I just loved it. I was traveling all over the world. I was in important conferences everywhere. I was on the cutting edge of this thing that's going to transform life as we know it here on the planet. So much significance. And he realized, really the words of Jesus. He didn't say it this way, but this is exactly, I think, what he discovered. What good does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? And here's what he said specifically. He said, I did not know what it meant to be human. He said, what it means to be human is to love. And he said, a particular kind of love, unconditional love. The more he talked, the more he sounded like he was just talking about the life of Jesus in the New Testament, in the letters of the apostles. He said, that's the highest level of love is unconditional love. And he said, I realized that my life lacked love because my life was all about me and my dreams and my goals and what I was making, what I was discovering, the name I was making for myself, all the good things I was doing. And I realized how radically, he said, he had failed to love his wife, to love his children. He had very difficult relationships with his children. He didn't have much time for them. And he came to understand that despite all the recognition he received, all the accolades and achievements and a sense of power being involved with what he was doing, he said, laying there sick and approaching death, I realized all of that stuff, none of it could help me. It all disappears in a split second. It couldn't satisfy me. It couldn't fill my heart. In fact, the imbalance in those things led me to the place where it became even more difficult for me to see who I am, why I'm here, and where my life is going. Friends, that story gets relived all the time. He's right about unconditional love. We're made for God. God is love. The height of human activity or human behavior is not achieving great sports goals or acquiring and having and building great grand buildings or even discovering great things, all of which in right order are absolutely fine. But the greatest of these, the greatest of all, is love. It's love that created the universe. It's love that creates us. And creation is about God making something to share in his love. And we can literally live on this earth because we're free human beings, we're creatures, and we have the freedom, therefore the power, to pursue counterfeits. And we're living in a world that's fallen, filled with lies. There's false identities sold to us every single day, all day long. Consume, have, possess. Then you'll be happy. Acquire more money. Then you'll be able to do more, to manufacture a life for yourself. Then you'll be somebody. Then you'll be happy. People say, if I have more money, it's going to make me happy. David Geffen, one of the wealthiest, most powerful people in Hollywood, multi-billionaire. He said, the only people who can say that kind of thing and believe it are people who've never had money. He said, because money can't buy it. Money can't make this hole I have inside. The human wound, the desire to love and to be loved, the desire for fulfillment, it can't fill it. Look at the tragic story of Tiger Woods. The guy was at the top of the food chain in human life. I mean, he was a near billionaire athlete, so he had all the money he wanted. He was the most recognizable athlete and person on the planet at one point. He was married to a beautiful wife, had kids. He was playing the game he loved. He had honors galore, popularity, everything. And his life was empty. And he's still suffering from it. His double life got revealed in front of all of us. But how many of us have a double life? Maybe not on the grand scale he had, but how many of us are trying to find our identity, our purpose in the things of this world detached from God? How many of us have bought the lie? Friends, we all want to be great, and that's why we pursue stuff like that. We all want to achieve great things. We all want to become somebody and assert ourselves in the world and to say, hey, look, I'm here. I want to be known. It's all there. But Jesus came to tell us, he said, look, let me clue you into the truth. I'm the light of the world. Let me turn the lights on for you. Let me show you what really matters. The greatest of all things is love. And love is self-donation. It's giving away our lives, first to God, making your life an offering and worship to him and becoming God's child and serving and loving him and trusting him enough to obey him and to seek him every day so you can come into what that purpose expressed here on earth that he's designed you particularly for. He wants you to come into the communion, the life that he has, the church. You know, friends, that we're going to find out when we die that some of the greatest people that ever walked the planet were completely unknown to the populace. They were nobodies in this world. They didn't have power. They didn't have possessions. They had nothing. All the stuff that makes you somebody, they had none of it. They were poor, simple, childlike, and they had great love that they showed and demonstrated each day in little ways, all day, every day. Who's the queen of heaven and earth? Mary. Jesus' mother, simple. No money, no power, no influence. She's now the queen of heaven and earth. Why? Because of her great love. Because of what God did, how she responded in radical trust and abandonment to God. Friends, let's be the people, be a person of one thing, the love of God, love of neighbor, right? You are the beloved. Receive it into your heart and walk in it. It's God's gift to you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.